This is the astrology forecast for May 2016 by Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net. Relax, don't do it, when you want to go to it. From the song Relax by Frankie Goes to Hollywood. When time slows to a crawl this month, or worse, life renders you motionless, and you find yourself wishing for movement, action, anything, please remember the mania of March and April and count your blessings. Which is not to say that May won't be hopping at times. It will, so much so that you will have moments of gasping for breath and begging for a break. When one does come around and opportunities will abound May 7th through 13, take it and indulge shamelessly. Otherwise, stock up on stamina, pacing, being in the now. All are qualities that serve you well in May's singular energies. Progress is occurring, just not in a predictable or forward-ho manner. The biggest instances of growth and movement will come from matters returning for revisiting, revising, fleshing out, and simply more attention. They dominate the first third of the month when the uncommonly high number of 5 planets are retrograde. Even as that count begins to lessen, with Jupiter stationing direct on May 11, the retrospective redoing vibe remains. Its benefits are many. Going back over old turf or reviving old matters allows for redoing, repairing, rearranging, improving, and catching information, details, and nuances that make a difference. Dig in the same spot long enough, and you may hit pay dirt, or discover buried treasure, or strike oil, or maybe just remove debris that's crowding out new growth. Opportunities to solidify ground and let nature take its course abound around the Taurus new moon on May 6th. It creates an unimpeded current of practical, tangible, growth-oriented Earth energy running from the new moon to bountiful Jupiter in Virgo and transformative Pluto in Capricorn. The effect lasts the whole moon cycle and spills over into social and financial matters when Venus takes the moon's position May 9 and 10. The lineup is a cosmic invitation to lounge in the garden of life. Enjoy the physical sustenance and pleasures it offers. Look for signs of growth, flourishing, and even harvest, and give yourself over to the sensations. Think of yourself as a spiritual being having a physical existence. You've heard that saying, right? Or a bridge between spirit and matter. Put your attention on the here and now and revel in it. Life slides focus to here and there by the sun's annual move to Gemini on the 20th and the Sagittarius full moon the next day, with action hero Mars's retreat taking him right into the festivities. No happy-go-lucky Sag party, this one, will be defending beliefs or acting aggressively on them or otherwise living out the phrase fighting words. The backward trend will not noticeably loosen until Mercury goes direct on the 22nd. Read what this month's Mercury retrograde bodes in my Guide to Navigating the Mercury Retrogrades of 2016 at Ohm Times. Despite communication and travel matters gradually returning to more familiar contours, the vibe of going back over old territory will only intensify from the 27th through next month when Mars backs into the murky depths of Scorpio. Before he changes sign, his partner Venus leaves home for a flit and flirt fest in Gemini and has a staring contest with him on the 24th. This face-off drives home the distance between desires and achieving them. He takes that awareness along on his Scorpio mission, which explores loose ends from last summer when Saturn retrograded over the same turf. Think of it as a cleanup crew in military gear with tactical weapons, surgical tools, and steely determination to tackle whatever they encounter. The end of the month brings awareness into focus in other ways as well. Rules and limitations mushroom to the point that we address them thanks to a harsh contact between Jupiter and Saturn, which crests on May 26th. Our thought processes and information flow clarify dramatically by the 30th when Mercury gets an effortless assist from Pluto, the point of Mercury's retrograde becomes clear, or some of it at least. Thinking and priorities streamline. Important information comes to consciousness. Significant conversations occur, perhaps empowering, perhaps delimiting, and definitely transforming and simplifying. I am Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. You can sign up for my mailing list at my site, empowermentunlimited.net, where you can also hear my weekly forecasts and book a session with me. You'll find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian channel.